A somber day for all Americans, a day that we will never forget. It's the business news headlines for Monday, the 11th day of September. Thanks for being with us. In the news, Hostess is being sold for a whopping $5.6 billion. Fast food workers in California are about to get a raise, but it's still not a living wage. We'll have details today. Disney and Charter Communications have struck a deal. What if you gave homeless people $7,500 in cash? What would they spend their money on? We've got an answer for you. We've got the Wall Street Report, and Boeing seems to not be on board for the top brass to return to the office. Let's go.
Insight on business, news, and comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Monday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. You know, for some Americans, September 11 is a piece of history that they may not understand. 22 years ago today, if you were a young adult or an adult, you can remember exactly where you were when you either saw or heard the news as it was unfolding. I was on our ranch in southern Illinois watching the news as passenger airplanes struck the Twin Towers, and the rest of the day was spent watching the horror take place. Today, we remember the nearly 3,000 people that died that day and those first responders who have fallen ill since that time. On Tuesday, the U.S. government will go after the dominance of the Google search engine. The Associated Press is reporting that the legal attack will swing into full force on Tuesday in a Washington, D.C. federal courtroom that will serve as the battleground for the biggest U.S. antitrust trial since regulators went after Microsoft and its dominance of personal computer software a quarter century ago. The 10-week trial before U.S. District Judge Amit Mehta is expected to include potentially revolutionary testimony from top executives at Google and its corporate parent Alphabet, as well as other powerful technology companies. The trial is scheduled to continue into late November before the first phase wraps, after which another round of court filings and arguments are expected. Mehta, the judge, isn't expected to issue a ruling until early next year. If he decides Google has been breaking the law, it will trigger another trial to determine what measures should be taken to rein in the Mountain View, California company. Although Google products such as the Chrome web browser, Gmail, YouTube, and online maps are all hugely popular, none have become as indispensable or as valuable as the internet search engine invented by Page and a fellow Stanford University graduate, Sigourney Brin, during the late 1990s. Well, it's a pretty big deal, and that's the purchase of Hostess by J.M. Smucker for about $5.6 billion in cash and stock. The AP is reporting that Smucker, which makes everything from coffee to peanut butter and jelly, will pay $34.25 per share in cash and stock, and it will also pick up approximately $900 million in net debt. Twinkies went big when Hostess put them on the shelves way back in 1930, and it followed up with a string of sweet concoctions like Ding Dongs, Zingers, and Snowballs. Gosh, remember those? Snowballs with a coconut on top? Right? Well, the company motored along for decades, but its struggles began to grow in this century when workers blamed mismanagement and a failure to invest in brands to keep up with changing tastes. The Lexana, Kansas company said that it was weighed down by higher pension and medical costs than its competitors, whose employees were not unionized. By 2012, the company, with roots dating back to 1925, began selling off its brands in chunks to different buyers. Wonder was sold to Flowers Foods. McKee Foods, which makes Little Debbie snack cakes, snapped up Drake's Cake, which includes Devil Dogs and Yodels. The boards of the J.M. Smucker Company and Hostess have both approved the deal, which is expected to close in Smucker's fiscal third quarter. On the news, Smucker's stock dropped by 7%, while shares of Hostess surged upward by 19%. Speaking of stocks, the major indexes all closed in the green today. I'll have those numbers for you in just a bit. Many fast food workers in California will be getting a raise. The AP is reporting that workers there should get a $20 minimum wage next year. That's nearly a $5 per hour raise. It's all under a deal announced between labor unions and the industry that will avoid a costly referendum on the November 2024 ballot. The mandatory raise would apply to all fast food restaurants in California that are part of a chain with at least 60 locations nationwide. It does not apply to restaurants that operate a bakery and sell bread as a standalone menu item. Who does that impact? Panera Bread. The $20 wage would start April 1st, and a council would have the power to raise it each year through 2029. Only one problem. At $20 an hour, it's not a living wage in California. If a fast food worker worked a 40-hour week, that comes to 2,080 hours a year, times 20 bucks, the before-tax annual income is $41,600. GoBankingRates.com just released the living wage of each state. And in California, the living wage for one adult, no kids, is $80,013 a year. Sort of a big difference there, right? Meanwhile, here in Iowa, where our broadcast comes to you from, the annual living wage is $48,518, or $23.32 an hour. I can tell you, that is not the rate people are being paid in many medical facilities, nursing homes, or fast food restaurants. All of this means that so many people are being forced to work multiple jobs just to make ends meet, and that has a dramatic impact on family life. Want to see the numbers for yourself? Head to GoBankingRates.com and look for Living Wage Study. Well, a deal's been struck between Disney and Charter Communications. MT News is reporting that Walt Disney and Charter Communications have struck a multi-year distribution deal that will see the majority of Disney networks and stations get immediately restored for Charter-owned Spectrum's video customers. At the end of last month, the media and entertainment giants' networks went dark on Spectrum TV due to a distribution dispute between the two parties. On September 1, broadband company and cable operator Charter said it offered Disney a short-term contract extension, though Disney was not willing to accept such an offer. Charter said at the time it had expected to pay Disney more than $2.2 billion this year for the right to carry the latter's content, excluding the impact of advertising. On September 4, Disney recommended that Spectrum cable customers switch to other alternatives, such as Hulu Plus Live TV, to access Disney content. Under the deal announced Monday, Spectrum TV customers will gain access to 19 Disney networks, effective immediately. So, what might happen if you gave homeless people $7,500 in cash? The answer might surprise you. This study happened in Vancouver, Canada. Now, in advance of giving the cash, researchers conducted a survey asking 1,100 people to predict how those who received the money would spend the cash. Overall, those asked said people living in homelessness would spend 81% more on tempting goods like alcohol, drugs, or tobacco than if they were not homeless. This shows perhaps the general mistrust towards the group. So, what did happen? Well, contrary to what people might think, those who received the cash did not increase spending on drugs, tobacco, or booze. Instead, they spent more on food, clothes, and rent. They were able to find stable housing faster and ended up more financially secure a year later than those in the control group. And get this. Because it costs money to maintain shelters in the city of Vancouver, the folks who received the $7,500 actually saved the city money, like $777 per person who received the cash. The major indexes finished the day in the green as investors wait for some key inflation data coming this Wednesday. The Dow ended the trade at 34,663, or 87 points higher, while the Nasdaq picked up 156 points to close at 13,917, and the S&P 500 added 29 points to end the session at 4487. West Texas Intermediate crude was off by 20 cents to close at $87.31 a barrel. That's about the highest level in 10 months. On Wednesday, government data will show higher energy prices likely boosted the headline consumer price index to 0.6% in August from 0.2% in the previous month. All that guessing is coming from Morgan Stanley. So, two words, yes, stay tuned. And finally, there is this interesting story, and it has to do with Boeing Air and the company not being too excited about returning to the office. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that Boeing has landed on two ways to smooth out its return to offices. One is private jets, and the other is pop-up workplaces. CEO David Calhoun appears to favor the first approach, with Boeing's private planes reportedly logging more than 400 trips to or from airports near his homes over the past 3 years. Note David's plural use of the word home. Yes, homes. Other members of Boeing's top brass instead had offices come to them, and they now work out of what is being called Spartan conditions in new satellite locations in Connecticut and in Florida. As for the average worker, return to HQ enticements have included happy hours, guest speakers, and even visiting alpacas, according to the journal. The aerospace giant does allow hybrid and remote work for some positions, including about 30% of its recent job postings. Well, that's a wrap for today's business news headlines. Thanks so very much for being with us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing. Aaron Libby, the voice of the Business News Hour, is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great day. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.